This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The Federal Department of Education has launched a discrimination investigation into an all-gender restroom at East High School in Denver. The Federal Education Department, which recently changed leadership under President Trump, says the restroom violates federal law because it converted a bathroom for female students into one for all genders. A new executive order signed by President Trump last week mandates that the federal government recognize only two biological sexes, male and female. In a statement, DPS says it has restrooms for all students, including ones designated for only male and female, as well as one for all genders in a bid for inclusivity. A murder trial begins today in Jefferson County. Jeremy Smith is accused of shooting Adam Fresquez at a Tesla charging station in 2023. Smith is claiming self-defense. The victim's mother sees it differently. Lena Fresquez-Mendez says Smith made a choice.
His choice was to mace Adam, shoot him twice in the back, and drive away. You don't leave somebody laying there on the ground, dying, or not knowing what you did, and drive away like he was nothing.
The trial is expected to last through next week. Two units from Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado Springs have been deployed to the U.S. southern border. About 150 soldiers will help with border monitoring and with building physical barriers. Some 1,500 U.S. troops are going to the border under newly issued presidential executive orders. In sports, the Coors family is in discussion to join the ownership group for the new Denver National Women's Soccer League expansion franchise. According to Sportico, both Molly and David Coors are in talks with the league. David is the board vice chair at Molson Coors. He's also the son of Peter Coors, who represented the company when it owned a stake in the Colorado Rockies. This is CPR News and KRCC.